This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. Over the next hour, Mark will break down geek speak into street speak so you know what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're all having a great day so far on this last weekend of April, wherever and however you're spending it. Thank you for making Tech Talk a small part of your weekend. Or maybe you're hearing this on demand via iHeartRadio after the weekend. All good. So we have a great Tech Talk show planned for you this hour with four very different guests and topics. As they say, variety is the spice of life. Oh, and I mean that in the tech world. My wife Kelly may not like me saying that. The variety is good. But here's what we've got on tap for this hour before I get myself in any trouble. We're going to start with a BC company that has a shower system that saves you money on your water and power consumption. Gotta like that. It's called Rainstick. And so we'll hear all about that in a moment and how it works. After that, TV celebrity and firefighter Kevin Wendt will join us in partnership with LG to chat about a new air purifier for the home that has many bells and whistles. And hey, spring is here, allergy season, so great timing. On the back half of the show, are you paying too much for your mobile phone data? Probably. I'll catch up with PlanHub out of Montreal to talk about findings from its latest survey. And finally, it's World Password Day coming up on Thursday, and so we'll chat with Bitwarden, a leading company in the password management app space, and what we're still doing wrong with passwords, you know, like going with password 12345 as your password, or your kids or dogs' names or birth dates, all bad stuff. So Bitwarden will share some simple ways to bolster your cybersecurity protection. All of this and more on an all-new and diverse Tech Talk powered by Chevrolet Canada, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's officially kick off this week's show with our first interview. As much as I'm a proud homeowner, you don't want to be around me when I open up my utility bills every month. You know, for electricity, natural gas, water usage. Where I live in the country, rates are insanely high. And so I've been trying to invest in smart home tech to help lower my bills. The one thing I haven't yet tried, though, is saving on water usage, which leads me to our next guest. Alicia McFetridge is the co-founder and CEO of Rainstick, a clean technology company committed to cutting residential water usage in half with its smart shower system. Hi, Alicia. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Mark. Looking forward to being here.
All right. So why don't we start off at a high level? What is Rainstick all about?
Yes. Rainstick is on a mission of building water technology that allows people to thrive using only 13 gallons of water per person per day. Right now, within North America, we use closer to 90 gallons. And so we know that we have a lot of work to do. We're extremely passionate about reusing water within the residential home and allowing folks to save a substantial amount on their water and energy bills. So our first product is Rainstick Shower, which does just that. It actually provides a 3 gallon per minute flow rate from the shower head while only using 0.5 gallon per minute from the house supply. It's a recirculating shower that saves up to 80% water and 80% energy while providing no compromise that we're typically accustomed to with low flow options.
So your first product is a shower system to use only a fraction of the water that we would typically use in a shower, but with the same flow that we're used to. So like there's no trade-offs, like less pressure or less heat or anything like that?
Yes, that's correct, Mark. So current point in time, the only innovation within the showering space has been regulating the shower flow rate. So ratcheting it down. I mean, in 1980, the regulated flow rate used to be 3 gallons per minute. But today we have hit a wall with compromise and experience. So in a lot of states, as well as provinces, the regulated flow rate is between 1.8, like California, and 2.2. Mm. And we're seeing that trend project downward. So it already forces people to compromise with the status quo. So with Rainstick, we don't care about how much water is coming out of the shower head. So we actually take folks back to 1980 in terms of experience. We provide a spa in a stick in terms of that shower pressure. So we actually offer more than the regulated flow rate, because we don't care about wasting it because we're reusing every drop up to 6 times, and we're only using half a gallon per minute from the actual house supply.
Please forgive my ignorance here. So if you're recirculating this water, then I've got two questions for you. The first one is, when the water goes down the drain, you obviously have to have a plumber install this, I guess, like piping system that brings it back up to the head again. So that sounds ambitious, but is that essentially what we're talking about?
Yes, totally. So when you see what rain stick looks like, it actually essentially looks like a rain stick, and within that stick is the full appliance. So you don't have to worry about all of this stuff that's happening behind the wall, because you essentially attach rain stick like a picture frame within your shower. So it's a straightforward installation for bathroom renovations as well as new build projects. The only thing that's different is actually the base within the shower cavity. And so we ship out, it looks like a linear drain. It's only 3 inches in depth, and that only holds half a gallon of water, but that's enough for our system. And that essentially is that storage of water for the point of use water recycling. That's where the pump connects to it, that sits at the base of our system and allows for that point of use recirculation and real-time cleaning.
Okay, thank you for that. And then my other second question tied to this system was, if it's recycling your water, are you in essence showering with dirty water, which might defeat the purpose of showering? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
We have folks that, you know, ask the question. I think, you know, first off, they want to know what rain stick is, how it works. And then the next question is, you mean I'm showering in dirty water? Can you tell me about how the system is cleaning in real time?
So I'm not alone here. Okay, good.
So one thing I'll say, so rain stick actually provides a very hygienic experience, often more hygienic than your own shower today. And we're able to do so because of a few real-time cleaning methods. Number one is at the base of the system, before anything can enter. For the reuse, we have a micron level screen, and that removes anything larger than a grain of sand. Number two, we have constant refreshment. We actually only use every drop approximately 6 times before it goes down the proper sanitary drain. And the reason why we're constantly refreshing the water is because in about 90 seconds, your water is back to potable water, but also we're refreshing it with hot water to maintain temperature. And then lastly, before any drop goes through the shower head, we have high intensity UV treatment, which addresses 99.999% of bacteria, any viruses that may be, you know, within any biofilm buildup as well is addressed through our automatic cleaning cycle as soon as someone jumps out of the shower. But altogether, because of these cumulative cleaning methods, we're able to achieve a very high degree of hygiene. So drinking water standards need to achieve, just to put it into perspective, about a 10 log reduction. In between users, rain stick, we also are able to achieve approximately 10 log reduction. So we're very confident in the ability of the system to be able to constantly clean and make sure that every drop is very hygienic for the user.
Awesome. We're chatting with Alicia McFetridge, co-founder and CEO of Rain Stick, a company and product name that is tied, at least for their first product, to a shower system. It's not just the shower head, as we're learning about, but it is a system. I'll ask you about how it's installed, if it's handled professionally or as homeowners, we can do it. But first, I'd love to ask you who it's for. Is this primarily for those who want to save money on water consumption? Who do you think your target audience is?
Number one is for the water and energy savings. This technology, once installed, saves, just to put it into perspective, in California, approximately $750 to $1,000 on an annual basis.
Wow.
So very strong payback. And I'll say, not even so just from the water, but from the energy, the cumulative water and energy savings. That's where you're getting that cost savings. And then the other side of that is just people that want a better shower experience. They're so tired of compromising because of the regulated shower flow rate. And so they want a spa experience. They want 3 gallon per minute flow rate. We go down to places where they don't even care about the water and energy savings, but they care about the 3 gallon per minute. So why not be able to do so in a way that saves a substantial amount of water and energy at the same time?
And please tell us a bit about the app. I'm a techie, so I'm curious. I think it's optional, but would love to hear about it.
It's optional. Yes. Okay. So nowadays, there's lots of apps within the home, and some people love the apps, Mark, like yourself, And some people are a little bit intimidated with the apps. And so we made it fully optional. But this Wi-Fi enabled app allows you to track water and energy savings in real time, down to the liter or the gallon saved, down to the kilowatt hour abated. So you can see where you used to be in terms of your shower habits and where you are now with the RainStick. This is also personal data to you. And then the other part of it is if you decide to choose to go with the app, you can see when maybe there's a replacement or when the RainStick original cleaning product after 60 showers, it suggests adding or topping up product. So it allows you just to really seamlessly have your consumer preferences as well, but also be able to know what you're saving. Oh yeah, and then the benefit is also you can start it from wherever you are. So if you're laying in bed, you want to start your shower so it's nice and hot, you can do so just from the app.
Before we wrap up and talk pricing, is this something that we should install ourselves, or does it need to be professionally installed?
Our recommendation is any certified bathroom pro. So, and the reason why is you're doing it during a bathroom renovation or you're doing it during a new construction project. You are putting in that linear drain, so we do recommend working with someone who knows the bathroom space.
Yeah, I figured. Makes sense. And then finally, how much does RainStick cost? Where is it sold? And what's the best place to learn more?
Yeah, so in Canada, RainStick, the MSRP is 6,600 Canadian. You can find RainStick in Wolseley, in EMCO, as well as online, www.rainstickshower.com. If there's any questions, and we'd be happy to do so, we have a fantastic product support team.
All right, rainstickshower.com. MSRP, of course, stands for manufacturer's suggested retail price, but it could vary a bit depending on the retailer. Alicia, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. We'll have to have you back on the show when you've got other products in the home outside of the shower as well. Thank you again. Speaking of the home, we are going to learn all about a new air purifier, the first from LG, and what makes it stand out when we catch up with TV celebrity Kevin Wendt, who's also a firefighter. I think he knows something a little bit about air quality. So stick with us. More tech talk coming right up after this.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, Canada's go-to tech authority for the past 25 years. Here's Tech Talk.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk, brought to you by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. This 2024 Chevy Equinox EV is sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package, with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM-estimated electric range of over 500 kilometers on a full charge. The Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. Especially as an allergy sufferer, I know the value of a good air purifier to clean your air of allergens like pet dander and dust and my nemesis, pollen, as well as pollutants and more. And now LG has a new product on the market we're going to hear about with a special guest who's been on the show before, Kevin Wendt. Hey, Kevin, great to chat with you again.
Hey, Mark, great to hear from you, man. I think last time we chatted was Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's right. We did an interview together at the Consumer Electronics Show last year. That was a lot of fun. And Kevin went from winning the first season of The Bachelorette Canada to marrying Astrid, your partner in crime in Bachelor in Paradise Season 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
To now a second child. A huge congratulations to you and Astrid on welcoming baby Nash.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I just turned 6 months the other day. Still pretty wild having two running around, but we're getting used to it.
Awesome. Congrats. Two kids and two dogs. Speaking of pet hair and dander and all that. So, Kevin, obviously you are a fan of air purifiers as I am.
Yeah, absolutely. I've really struggled with allergies my whole life, ever since I was a kid. I'm obviously adding two dogs to the mix doesn't help. They bring a lot of dander in the house. I've definitely made it a top priority ever since having kids to make sure our home has the cleanest air, because you spend most of the time in your own home.
And you're a firefighter too, right? So obviously clean air is top of mind for you as well.
100%. Yeah, it goes hand in hand. From work to home, I'm always looking for that cleanest air, you know?
So, Kevin, you know I've been covering new innovations from LG for quite a while now, and this is the first time that I've seen an air purifier from the brand. Can you tell us more about it? What's it called, and what do you think makes it special?
Sure. So the LG PureCare 360 HIT air purifier, brand new from LG. And I know me and you discussed this in the past. When LG takes a space, I have great faith because my whole house is full of LG products and they haven't let me down yet. So I was very excited to try this in my own home. And when I really dug into the products, which I always do before I introduce something to my house, I want to make sure I'm getting the best of the best for my family. PureCare has this multi-filtration system and it captures the fine dust and allergens. And for me, it's easy to just slap a purifier label on something and think you're getting clean air. But I can tell you, and I'm sure you can attest to this, when you have allergies, you know the difference between the purifier that's working and not. And I've just been really impressed with it so far. Also, it has a sleep mode option. We put it in sleep mode and it just quiets right down to like whisper quiet, which helps us sleep. That's been an issue with products I've had in the past. It just seems to be constantly on and running. When we put it on sleep mode, everyone gets a good night's sleep. And I feel like that's important because at night, you want your air to be as clean as during the day. So that's also a great feature that we take advantage of.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to that. I did read that this air purifier operates as low as 23 decibels. That is whisper quiet. I know some other air purifiers are loud. So that is a nice bonus here. Can you tell us about some of the other features of this product? Again, it's called the LG PureCare 360 degree HIT air purifier, brand new to the market, and why you think it's a powerful tool for cleaning the air quality in your home.
Sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, it's really sleek looking. Looks like a little robot and it's portable. It's like a plug and play. So for example, I have it on my main floor today, but just a few days ago, we were entertaining, watching a Leaf game, obviously downstairs. So I wanted to make sure the air downstairs was nice. So it's just a quick unplug and I plugged it in the basement in the afternoon and all the LED indicators on top will tell you right when you plug it in what your air quality is and it will change as it gets better, which is actually very eye-opening when you plug it into a new space and realize like, oh, wow, I did that in my son's nursery. And I plugged it in and I was like, oh, this needs to be improved. And, you know, in no time, it was up to green and clean. So it's nice to be able to move it around. It also, if you look at the unit, it also is 360 degree of filtration. So there's no wasted space on it from the floor right to the top of the unit, constantly bringing in air and filtering it and pushing it out. So there's no wasted space. It's just a really nice, compact, sleek unit. Mm-hmm. My wife is very particular on what is in our house looks wise, and it's really nice to look at. So that was an easy sell for us. But I just like that it's efficient and every component on it makes sense. So it just runs really well.
And again, that portability when you were talking about them in the bedroom, but it's nice to be able to move it around, like you said, to a nursery or to a family room if you're going to watch a hockey game, whatever rooms you need the clear air in. We are chatting with firefighter and TV personality Kevin Wendt, who has partnered with LG. And he's joining us today to chat about a first for the company, the LG PureCare 360 degree HIT air purifier. We're unpacking many of its features. So Kevin, you said you've researched these kinds of devices in the past. As a techie, I'd love to learn a bit more about the sensor that's integrated in this air purifier and the ThinkQ app. I understand it's supported, which is of course the LG platform that connects most, if not all of their devices in the home.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many purifiers on the market that, like I said earlier, I just like to do my research and try to find out what kind of puts products above others. And LG's never let me down. So I thought, okay, let's do the same thing here. And this PM, I think it's PM 1.0 sensor is what it's called. You're the tech guy. I hope that resonates with you when I say it. Just the firefighter. It really excited me to read about it because it detects the microscopic particles. And I learned so much through my doctor when they were prescribing me allergy meds that it's so hard to get those microscopic particles out of your home, especially when you have pets and stuff. So reading that exact term was like, oh, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And I love that it efficiently eliminates most of those particles. And if you're really looking into a product, you know, why look at something that's half doing it and not a company like LG that always kind of goes above and beyond. So that really impressed me. And also I have LG appliances in my kitchen, two of the OLED TVs. I have the vacuum cleaner, the wash tower. So I use the ThinQ app and it's great because everything's kind of in one spot. It's like the laundry stuff, turning on and off the TVs. I use it for my appliances. It tells me when to change the water filter in my fridge. So I've been using the ThinQ for a while. It's just a really easy app to navigate. So this was a big one for me because the PureCare I can add to that as well. It tells you when to clean your filters, tells you the quality of the air where you have it plugged in. So, and I know me and you discussed that in person. I said the ThinQ app was always just a really big selling point because everything is so connected in your home. Why not have one easy spot on your smartphone to kind of figure it all out. So those were two big selling features for me. And like I said, I probably went above and beyond on the digging into the specs, but
no, I think it's great. Yeah.
The sensor's a big one for me because I know a lot of other competitors, they just kind of brush over that part and say it cleans the air, and that's kind of it.
Before I let you go, Kevin, on a personal level, can you just again speak to the value about having an effective purification system in your living spaces and what it's going to do for you and your family?
Sure. Yeah. I just love this topic because this is a new space for LG, and it's not just talking about, the usual suspects, the TVs and appliances. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were talking about this, and if you walked into a home and there was a really dirty couch, would you let your kid run and jump on the dirty couch? Probably not. You'd probably say, hey, let's stay away from that couch. I feel like air quality is such an overlooked thing in your home. And in Ontario, where I am, it's like doors are open all summer and you're always letting all the allergens in, and pups mm-hmm. are running in after running in the field. And you realize your air quality changes so much throughout the day and throughout the season that it should be steady and clean. And I feel like it's just such an easy thing to overlook when you're talking about quality of life in your home. Once I heard LG was kind of getting into this space, I was really excited about it. And now I'm definitely a customer.
And one more thing to note, if I may, that the multi-filtration system is supported by True HEPA filter technology that helps to capture and eliminate those allergens from indoor environments. And this LG air purifier is also Energy Star certified, like so many other LG appliances are. Just to add that in there as well. All right, Kevin, as we wrap up, for the folks at home or in their car, where can we learn more about the LG PuraCare 360-degree HIT air purifier?
Yes, you can definitely find all the product information at lg.ca. And now you can also purchase right from that website as well. So yeah, I definitely encourage you to take a look.
All right. Kevin Wendt has been our guest. Thanks so much for your time, Kevin. All the best to you and your growing family. Hoping we can chat again soon.
Mark, thanks so much for having me, buddy. Appreciate it.
Before we continue on with this show, I do want to remind our listeners that while we often talk about new gadgets on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics, and it's never been easier to do it. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of many drop-off locations near you. It could be a retailer, community center, a school, and so on, and there's no cost to drop it off. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics, you're keeping them out of the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources, which can then be put back into manufacturing. When it comes to your devices, the future is literally in your hands. Don't let it go to e-waste. That website, again, is recyclemyelectronics.ca. What are you doing wrong with your passwords? Where do I start? Well, our guest from Bitwarden will discuss when we return on Tech Talk. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk, where you won't need a Geek to English dictionary to tune in. Welcoming back our host, Mark Saltzman.
World Password Day is coming up. It's always the first Thursday in May, so this year it's May 2nd. It serves as a reminder for better password habits. Good password hygiene, if you will. Well, hot off the heels of its just published report about passwords is Bitwarden, a leading company when it comes to password management apps. And we'll get an update now with Gary Ornstein, Chief Customer Officer at Bitwarden. Good to have you back on the program, Gary.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Before we talk about World Password Day and findings from your latest report, your fourth annual, if I'm not mistaken, please tell us a bit about Bitwarden.
Sure. As you said, Bitwarden makes a password management application that serves both individuals as well as businesses. More recently, Bitwarden has expanded to offer other solutions as well, helping developers manage secrets, as well as developers manage passkeys and how they implement passkeys. But we're most well known for the password management application that we provide to individuals and companies around the world.
So password managers are always a great idea because we're supposed to use a different password for all of our online activity for obvious reasons. If there's a data breach, then the nefarious folks out there can use that password to log into another account that you have. But we're also supposed to have a long and complicated password or passkey, so not so easy to remember. So the obvious answer is use a password manager. But my question to you, Gary, is why Bitwarden? There are obviously other apps and websites out there that do a similar thing.
I think there are a few things for folks to consider. And one thing we'll say is using any password manager is better than no password manager. But why might you want to choose Bitwarden? Certainly, as an individual, if you're just getting started, you might want to have something that you can try that's fully featured without any additional cost. So Bitwarden does offer that for individuals. A lot of people like the Bitwarden open source architecture, which creates trust between our users and our customers. in understanding exactly what's happening with the underlying encryption. That's something that Bitwarden is very transparent about in order to build trust with our community. And, you know, the basics are that you can store an unlimited number of passwords across an unlimited number of devices and take great security and control of your online activities. And so that's a great reason for anybody to get started.
With Bitwarden, if it's a website and an app, is it synchronized so that if I create a new password on my smartphone, when I log in on my tablet or on my laptop or desktop, will the Bitwarden there also have all those passwords updated automatically?
Absolutely. All of your logins across all of your devices, always synchronized. And of course, the beauty of a password manager like Bitwarden that's cross-platform is that could be your iPhone or your Android phone or your MacBook or your Windows laptop or any of the 8 or 9 different browsers that Bitwarden supports, where each browser has an extension. So one of the important things about being a useful tool for folks is to be everywhere that people are in their online lives. So Bitwarden can operate across all of those environments.
Does Bitwarden also create passwords for you if you want, or do you need to come up with that long and complicated, I don't know, 12 character password with upper and lowercase and symbols?
Bitwarden will do all that for you at the click of a button. In fact, I often, you know, I haven't created a password on my own in 4 years since I've been using Bitwarden here. And so all of that anxiety that folks might have about how do I think about a new password and where am I going to store it? And then how am I going to remember it when I'm at home or at work or traveling? All that's solved by using a password manager like Bitwarden.
And with the free version, what do you get versus the paid version?
Sure. So we want to make it easy and simple for folks to get started. And of course, you know, we believe that everybody who is online deserves to have a password manager. So what the basic free version will get you is the ability to store an unlimited number of passwords across an unlimited number of accounts, and also including security mechanisms to have two-factor authentication set up with your Bitwarden account because you want to stay protected there. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you not only need your password to log into an online account like a bank, but you also get a one-time code sent to your mobile device that you also need to type in to prove that it's really you.
Yep. And you have options. You can store that within Bitwarden if you want. So that's one of the paid capabilities, to be able to have an integrated authentication. So you don't have to lose track of your two-factor codes. You can keep those within Bitwarden.
Okay.
Other options in the paid version include the ability to store file attachments. So that's something people might want to do for a picture of an important document or identification card or something.
Oh, cool.
And then there are some advanced reports. So if you want to stay on top of, there's a basic breach report in the free version, but then there are some advanced reports to help you keep your online credentials extra secure and safe.
At the end of our chat, I'll ask you how much the paid version is, but it sounds like you get a lot for the free version, again, for consumers rather than businesses. We are chatting with Gary Ornstein. He's CCO, or Chief Customer Officer, at Bitwarden, a leading password management company. Let's now pivot and talk about World Password Day coming up May 2nd. What's it all about?
So World Password Day is a chance to celebrate our online security. And what we find is a need to talk about it so that we can educate ourselves and educate others, our friends, our family, our colleagues, in how to stay secure online. Today, of course, a lot of our lives revolve around passwords. We also have new technologies such as passkeys that are coming into place. And in a nutshell, what we find with the results from this survey is that, unfortunately, some of the risky habits still remain. People are still using their memory to manage their passwords as opposed to getting help from a password manager.
Or a yellow sticky note that your colleagues can find.
Or a yellow sticky note is not necessarily going to keep you the most safe. The use of a password manager is increasing. So that's positive news. And I think the awareness of what's happening with phishing attacks and various types of scams are causing people to focus more on two-factor authentication. So we've seen an increase there. I think we're seeing a lot of eagerness to move to newer, simpler, safer options like passkeys, but people still need to learn and want to learn more about how those things operate in greater detail.
All right. So this is an annual World Password Day survey that Bitwarden commissions. It's your fourth annual. You found that people are using password managers more, which is great news. We are embracing multi-factor authentication, which combines something you know, which is your password, with something you have, your phone. And you were going to touch on, I guess, our bad habits when it comes to passwords. I guess people are still using things like password 12345 or their birthday or anniversary day. Is that fair?
Yeah, there's still, the classic ones are using the personal information. So we asked people, do they still use personal information? And about a third said yes. And then we asked, where might that personal information appear on social media or public records? So the takeaway here is pets' names are not the most secure way to keep your online account safe. We also see a lot of people who are sports fans might be using sports team names. And of course, in the workplace, you don't want to use your company name in any of your passwords. So again, all of this goes away when you're either generating a passkey for the website that you're logging into or using Bitwarden or any password manager to generate that long and unique credential for you.
Before we wrap up, what's your take on biometrics authentication? So using a part of your body to identify you, your thumbprint, your face, your iris, is that slowly going to replace passwords or at least augment it? Like maybe that's going to be multi-factor authentication where you need your face and a good password to log in or something or a passkey.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of biometrics. I use biometrics to unlock my phone and then I use the same biometrics to unlock my Bitwarden vault. And then I think you're correct. Over time, we'll see combinations where sometimes it's going to want your face, sometimes it's going to want your fingerprint.
All right, Gary. So how do we get going with Bitwarden?
The easiest way to get started is go to bitwarden.com on the website or search in your favorite app store for Bitwarden. You can sign up with a free account and that lasts forever. You can enjoy that to your heart's content. If you do want to upgrade to the paid version for individuals, that's just $10 a year for those extra features.
Oh, wow.
And then if folks want to explore, there's a family version for six people. That's $40 a year. And then there are business plans for teams and enterprises as well. So not only do we want everybody to be secure at home, but we also want them to be secure at work. So those are options to consider while we're celebrating online security.
Well, happy World Password Day to you. Gary, thank you so much for carving out some time to talk today. Appreciate it. Very informative.
It was fun.
Are you paying too much for your mobile phone service? Probably. We're going to hear from PlanHub, based in Montreal, when we return on Tech Talk about how Canada fares against the rest of the world when it comes to data costs. You're not going to like this. And what you can do to lower your mobile phone bill, which you will want to know, no doubt. So stick with us. More Tech Talk coming right up after this short break. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk. This show, Tech Talk, is powered by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. It's sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM estimated electric range of more than 500 kilometers on a full charge. The 2024 Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. At a time where everything is costing more, there's some good news out of PlanHub, billed as Canada's largest telecom services comparison website. To share what the good news is for Canadian smartphone users, we're joined on the line by Nadir Marcos, CEO of PlanHub. Hi, Nadir. Thanks for your time today.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Great. Now, before we talk about your findings when it comes to the price of mobile data, tell us a bit about PlanHub, the company.
Sure. We've been around for quite a while, based out of Montreal. The site is online since 2013, so it's been about 10 years already. We started comparing mobile plans at the beginning, and now it's been 5 years. We also added internet plan comparison. So mainly based out of Montreal, team of 15.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you look at internet costs as well as telecom costs. So internet at home and cellular on the go.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And you look at all the carriers, big and small?
Yeah, we do. We try to collect the entire offer in Canada, and we maintain the prices on a daily basis. Prices are very dynamic on the mobile front of our business. It's really about having prices up to date, and that's what's keeping us busy most of the time.
Do prices vary based on where you live? So if I'm in Toronto, for example, and I want to ask Bell for a mobile plan that has 30 gigs of data per month, will that vary based on whether I'm here or in Montreal or Vancouver or in the north?
Yes, they do. They are usually cheaper in Quebec, and more the most expensive ones are in Ontario. And that was a finding we did early on in the history of PlanHub. So that meant we have to get prices up to date in every province. But the gap is slowly reducing. It used to be much more than that. And now I think that there's a bit more competition in Ontario. So prices are slowly trying to balance.
Yeah.
The delta is smaller. Yeah.
That's great. And there's some more good news that we're going to get to in a moment. But before that, is it true that as Canadians, we do pay more on average for cellular service than other countries?
We do.
Boy, I'm not surprised, but why do you think that is? Is it the cost because we have, you know, the second biggest landmass and the cost to have cell towers and all that is more expensive for the carriers, so they're charging us more?
Yeah, well, I think there are a few reasons. The one you mentioned is certainly one of them. The density makes it so that building the infrastructure is much more expensive per subscriber. So for sure, the margin are a bit slighter. But also, I think it's a market dynamic. I think, you know, there's a three-player game in Canada, and so I think, you know, telcos are private companies. They do what they know, and they try to optimize for profits.
Before we wrap up in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you what we can do to try to lower our costs. But before then, the good news that I read this week is that PlanHub found the price of data has actually dropped over the past year. That's a welcome trend. Please tell us about it.
Yes. Well, Canadians probably noticed that, but plans right now include much more data than before and are cheaper. And thus, I mean, when you look at the price of a gig today versus a gig 1 year ago, there's a significant reduction of more than half.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. For example, for and this is a Canada-wide average. For example, for Virgin Mobile, I mean the average price of a gigabit was in April 2023 was $2.75, and today it's around 70 cents.
Oh wow!
So it's a huge decrease. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. My three kids are on Virgin because it was cheaper than going with the big three, but it is owned by Bell, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's part of the solution is to go with a smaller carrier that's owned by the bigger ones, but we'll get to that, yeah. So with that in mind, I know there are other considerations when choosing a carrier, but which of the largest telecoms had the lowest price per gig, out of curiosity?
It was Bell.
Okay.
And the price for, they offer a plan that is very, with a lot of data, 100 gigs of data for $70. So that's 70 cents per gigabit. So that's the best deal out there right now.
Right. Great.
With the bigger players, yeah.
We are chatting with Nadir Marcos. He's the CEO of PlanHub. This is a Canadian company that looks at both telecom services as well as home internet prices and publishes this information on their website. So for those who do want a better price with their existing telecoms, if you want to stay where you are, what could we do about it? How should we approach the carrier, the provider?
But I think the best is to find another offer from another carrier that is cheaper than what you already have. And then you have,
some leverage.
Back pocket, yeah, you have some leverage. You have a clear example of what the competition offers. And I think it's really keeping an eye on competition.
And you can use that against your existing carrier to try to force them to come down in their price. Does that often work? Or obviously there's a risk where they say, hey, we can't match it. And then you're kind of, you got to leave.
Yeah, I don't have any stats on that, but yes, it does work. Mm. Changing carriers has become much more easier.
Right.
Easier in the last few years. With it's much smoother. Keeping your phone number is no longer an issue.
Right.
And we're seeing much more Canadians doing that than before. I mean, if I remember correctly, in 2017 it was about 15% of Canadians that were switching, and now it's 25%. So it became much more easier to switch carriers, and more Canadians are doing so.
Oh, okay. And not only can you keep your mobile number now, and there's probably fewer fees to cancel your contract. I know the CRTC stepped in there, which is great. But also, you may not even need a SIM anymore, right? With the eSIM, it's virtual. So you don't even have to go get that little plastic SIM card. In in many cases, to pop it into your phone if you change carriers.
Correct. And this is a big change. I mean, so you can be connected in a matter of minutes now.
Great. And as we wrap up, Nadir, where can we learn more about Plan Hub?
On the internet, planhub.ca. And for price reduction, we have a really cool feature that is an alert. You just put what you have and how much you pay. And we, since we monitor prices every day, we send you an email notification once there's a price drop. So
we should mention that there are other considerations when changing carriers. For example, you want to make sure that the cellular quality is good where you live.
Right.
I have friends in pockets of Toronto where Bell doesn't work well or Rogers doesn't work well. So that's kind of important to research that too, right?
Absolutely. We have on the site on planhub.ca a map of cell phone antennas. And so you can put your postal code and see what carriers have an antenna close by.
Cool. Yeah. And you may also save money if you commit to a bundle, like if you have a TV service from that company or home internet. So there's a lot of variables, and I'm sure that's all covered at planhub.ca. Out of curiosity, Nadir, how does Plan Hub make money?
Well, we are paid a commission by telcos. That being said, we are impartial. And even though we don't have any deals in place, any commission, we still show the prices of the carriers that we don't have a business relationship with. Mm. So everything is on the site.
Interesting. All right. Planhub.ca. Nadir's been our guest. Thanks so much for your time, Nadir. Really interesting data. Pardon the pun. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mark.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Hey, as we wrap up another episode of Tech Talk, I love hearing from listeners across the country, whether you're listening on your local talk radio station or via the iHeartRadio app, website, or a smart speaker. And so I'll spell my name in a moment, but if you're on social media, drop by and say hi. Let me know where you're tuning in from. If you have any tech questions for me, what you'd like to hear on an upcoming Tech Talk show, whether it's a topic or a guest, something you don't like about the show. I've heard lately that people want to call in with questions, but because it's not live anymore, because 10 stations run it at different times, that's not a possibility, unfortunately. But I do try to answer everybody who writes in. So with that in mind, here are my social media details. And you can also send me an email, by the way, at marksaltzman.com, marksaltzman.com, if you're not much into social media. But I'm on X, formerly Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Looking forward to hearing from you online. Hey, I'm wishing you all a fantastic rest of your weekend, the last weekend of April. Make the most out of it. Have a great week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech Talk. Bye-bye for now. Ciao.
Don't forget to tune in to Tech Talk next weekend for more tech news you can use, interviews, reviews, and how-tos. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.